Hi, this is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams, live from the 2009 RSA conference in San Francisco. Along with Randy, we also have Chima Njaka, Director of Product Management at LogLogic, here as a guest today to talk about the importance of layered defense and log file analysis. So I'm going to pass it over to Randy and have a discussion about log file analysis.
Well, thanks, Matt. I often tell people that defense is a lot more than just installing antivirus software and thinking you're secure. And one of the most overlooked aspects of defense, I think, is auditing and paying attention to what your security software says. So I've invited Chima to be on the show today so that he can explain a little bit more about what log analysis is and why it's so important.
Sure. Thanks, Randy. Log analysis is, I think, an integral part of your overall layered defense. Log analysis involves looking at the activity records from everything that may be within an enterprise's environment. I'm talking about things like applications, any application that you might have running in your environment, any of the platforms that those applications might be running on, perhaps any of the network devices that may be routing those events across the enterprise. And looking at your log data is really, in some sense, a lot like shining a light on what's going on within your environment. Everything that's going on, there's this activity log recording of that particular event. So you can take and track somebody's activities basically all the way through your environment. And we use this at LogLogic. Our solution allows companies to collect that information, archive it, report an alert on that information, and use it in various ways using various log-powered applications to support both security, compliance, and IT operations within for that particular enterprise.
Right. There's so much log data generated nowadays. Your firewall has logs, your antivirus has logs, your network management tools all have logs, and no human has time to go through all of that data. So does your product heuristically analyze that data and say, these are key points, and when you correlate these things, this is an attack signature?
Well, we have a new product, our Security Event Manager, that is specifically tied to automated correlation. It has its own capabilities there. But in general, we do have other heuristics in our analysis of the log data to enable a poor operator who has to go through and sift through this what is typically a huge amount of data, to sift through that very quickly and drill down right to the detailed information that they might be interested in looking at. You know, you want to confine your searches or your reports to those in-scope devices within your environment that are of particular interest to you, and various other things. But once that is scoped down, certainly our solution is one that's going to allow you to very quickly resolve and show that you are in compliance, or at least show your posture within compliance in that environment. So there is a ton of data typically from a lot of different log sources coming into the environment, and you need to have a solution like ours that's going to allow you to manage that huge volume of log data. I mean, we're talking tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of messages per second, and storing that in some fashion, collecting it and storing it in some fashion that's going to allow you to, you know, report on that and use that log data intelligently going forward is quite important as an overall layer to your security posture.
Right, and it's an important layer. Companies like TJ Maxx that had a huge data breach have found out the hard way. They had been breached for many, many months before they discovered it, and intelligent log correlation analysis could have helped them find and contain the damage a lot more quickly.
Yeah, that's one example. Another good example is, I'm sure you're all aware of the Octomom, the woman who recently gave birth to eight kids. You know, she was a patient at Kaiser Permanente. There was some medical staff there who had legitimate reason or had legitimate access to her log data, but for curiosity reason, they went in and wanted to check out her medical records just out of curiosity. But that was an unauthorized use of that data, of that information. So there's somewhat a bit of difference between, am I allowed to access this data, or do I actually have, am I supposed to be looking at this data right now? This was an example of people who had a legitimate access to the log data, but didn't have a legitimate reason to be looking at the log data.
And I understand that log logic also adds management capabilities to enforce compliance of policy in addition to the log management.
Right, we've got a compliance manager that allows you to automate the whole workflow of looking at the log data, checking off that you have seen the log data, looked at these various reports. It's not just enough for you to collect the log data, but you have to actually show that you've actually looked at the log data, check that off. We've got nice executive dashboards enabling an auditor or an executive to look and see their compliance posture with regard to these control objectives and these particular regulations, PCI and Sarbanes-Oxley for one. So yeah, we've got great tools to automate that whole process and make it much more efficient and effective for users.
Well, this is really interesting and good information. I wish we had more time, but we don't. If you can tell people where they can go to find out more information about your company, that would be great. And I thank you so much for being a guest on the show today.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you, Randy. Definitely, if you've got more questions about log management and intelligence in general, or log logic in particular, please come to our website at www.loglogic.com for more information. And thank you very much for this opportunity.
This has been Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report, live from the 2009 RSA Conference.